You're late. I sent you a notification that you had a meeting with me at 2200. Not 2210. Not 2201. 2200. It's now 2205. You have kept your admiral waiting for 5 minutes. No. I don't want to hear it. For your failure to arrive on time, you will remain standing for the rest of this meeting. Do you understand? Good. You were just going to be reprimanded, but it seems that you have a lack of respect for your superior. I will not tolerate anyone underperforming in my section. This might be your ship, but you are in my section. Therefore, what is yours, it's also mine. Do you understand that, Captain? Good. So you understand that means that I have a copy of your data log. And if I look at the data logs from the past week, it seems that you are 15,000 Vikrants behind the rest of the ships in this fleet. I know you have held this position for over a year. And, well, this is your first underperformance, which is why I decided to schedule a meeting. I wanted to discuss what is happening, and I wanted to reprimand you personally before letting you go. Be grateful I'm giving you a second chance. I would hate to see such a strong and capable captain leave, but I can't handle another week of loss like this. Is there anything that happened this week that would make you have a loss like this? You can't think of a single thing that happened this week that would cause that? You know what? I'll give you a few more seconds to think about it. Really think hard, Captain. Nothing, huh? You really can't think of any little thing that has occurred this past week that would result in such a rapid change? Are you sure that's the answer you want to go with? I am more than willing to sit here in silence until you jog your memory of what little, tiny event happened. That's a shame, Captain. I was really hoping you were going to be honest with me. You see, I know the ship keeps an automatic account of every single transaction that occurs during the week. I can look up your ship, the MS Vanguard, and would you look at that? It seems that up until yesterday, you were going to make quota. And then, out of the blue, there was a withdrawal, using your credentials, of exactly 15,000 Vikrants, and it was moved into one Mrs. Park's account. And then the strangest thing happened. This morning, I was alerted to Miss Park's leaving her position and being dropped off at the station on the nearest planet. Am I correct? See? Honesty isn't so hard. So I'm going to ask you again. What happened to the 15,000 Vikrants? What could possibly be so terrible that you are willing to lose your job, your reputation, literally everything you have over? As your admiral, obviously I can't force you to tell me what happened. I can't bend you over the knee and spank you like a naughty child until you admit what you did wrong. There are limitations in place, and I respect those limitations, because I respect my subordinates. The least you could do is show the same amount of respect to me. Do you wish to tell me now? I've given you multiple times to tell me. I have it on record that you were going to make quota, and then you paid off one of your subordinates. She then quit her job. One can only assume that you made some kind of deal with her, and the Vikrants paid to her were some kind of hush money. Do you think that a year without a minor infraction would make me look over a blunder of this level? Be Being a good little captain doesn't mean you get to break the rules whenever it's convenient for you. I was willing to give you a chance to admit what had happened. I wanted to give you a second chance. I don't envy your position, Captain. See, what you didn't realize is that I already know exactly what happened. I know exactly why you paid off Miss Parks. It didn't happen in the privacy of your own room, did it? No. It was your office. You didn't turn off the cameras when they were recording, and you didn't lock your door, did you? Is it coming back to you now, Captain? Oh, I'm sure it is. And I'm sure you are embarrassed, but we haven't even gotten to the embarrassing part. Not only did Miss Parks see your little secret, but it was recorded. That means I saw it. I watched the whole thing happen in real time. I watched you forget to turn off the cameras in your office. I watched you decide you need a little bit of stress relief. It wasn't even that late, was it? Around 2000, am I correct? You should have been smarter. If you had only locked your door, you wouldn't be in this situation. But instead of locking your door, you undid your pants, and then you took out something so tiny that I couldn't tell what it was from the camera. Then you let out a moan, and I realized exactly what you were doing. You were masturbating in your office. From where I was watching, it looked more like you were rubbing a clit than stroking a cock. And you got so lost in your own pleasure, you didn't even hear the knock at the door, did you? No. Miss Park knocked 3 times and figured since your door was unlocked, it was okay to walk in. So when she did, she was greeted by the sight of you masturbating in your own personal office. This is a public space on the vessel. Imagine her surprise, right? I don't want to hear anything from you since you already showed me you didn't have anything useful to say. You lied to me. And then I gave you a chance to rectify it, and you still insisted on lying. She saw you jerking your tiny dick and she screamed. She started going on about how this is unprofessional, and you begged her not to tell anyone. She threatened to tell me, to sue the company, and she was going to make sure that everyone knew that your penis was tiny. So you did what any guy in your position would do. You paid her off, called in a few favors, and now she's working for a different company with a nice little stipend. You lost your ship's navigator because you couldn't control your own urges. I thought better of you. A captain should know better, especially one of your stature. Now, I don't want to lose a captain like you. You have always done well for me, for the company. But an infraction of this kind makes me believe that there could be more like it. I would think something that small would be forgettable. A non-issue, really. I mean, how much pleasure can your little worm really bring you? It's so small. I doubt it would even reach someone's back row of teeth if they were generous enough to go down on you. Is what I'm holding in my hand the full length of it? Is this what I struggled to see you stroking on camera? Oh, now I understand completely why you had to pay her off. No one would think you are a man if they saw this. This uniform of yours, it hides how small, how delicate you really are. God, it must be so tiring to play the part of the big, strong captain when you're hiding such a minuscule secret. Look at how my hand completely engulfs the entirety of your cock. What would your subordinates think if they knew how fragile you really were? If they even got a whiff of the weakness that is actually inside you, there would be a mutiny. No one would respect a pathetic mutt like you. So I'm going to give you a choice. something you were not nice enough to give Miss Parks. You can either earn the 15,000 Vikrins back as my pets, or you can leave with all your belongings at the nearest station and try to find a new job. The choice is yours, Captain. That's what I thought, Captain. God, you bring disgrace to that fucking title. You aren't the type of man to stand your ground, keep your dignity, leave this nice little life you created for yourself. No. You've grown too accustomed to it, and now you aren't willing to give it up. That's that weakness inside of you. I should have never promoted you to captain. You didn't even have to think about what is more important, your job or your pride. No. You are the type of boy who spreads his legs and lets his admiral take advantage of his body. Not that there's much to play with here. That's why you didn't even protest when I unzipped your pants. You already knew what was going to happen, and you were helpless to stop it. No. No, it's worse than that, isn't it? You wanted it to happen. You wanted to give up control, surrender to someone, anyone more powerful than you. It's better like this, isn't it? Fucking admit it. You would rather serve someone else than be left in charge of your own thoughts and body. You are a sorry excuse of a captain and an even worse example of what a man is. A captain should have a man's cock and not this tiny fucking mushroom that I'm holding. It's so small that I can hold it all in one hand and rub the tip with just my thumb. Fucking look at that. Look at how fucking tiny it is. It really is more like a clit, isn't it? A dicklet of this size isn't going to please anyone. It belongs on a baby. No wonder when Miss Parks caught you playing with yourself that you thought you would try to save face and pay her off. This itty-bitty thing is one of the most embarrassing things I've ever had the displeasure of laying my eyes on. Quite frankly, I'm disgusted by touching it, so we're gonna play a game and make this fun for me and keep my interest. I'm going to hold my thumb to my pointer finger and make a little hole. Now spit in your hand and stroke your useless cock. Yeah, just like that. Ooh, I just realized this hole might be too big for you. I'll shrink it a little bit, go to the first knuckle. That way, I'll actually be able to feel something when you fuck this finger hole. Now that your dicklet is looped up, you're going to thrust your hips in and out of this hole and pretend it's my pussy. This is the closest you'll ever get to fucking me. Something of that size? That doesn't deserve to be in anyone. They wouldn't feel it. You would enter the room, a suave, confident, powerful captain, and once you unzipped your pants, they would see what a fragile and pathetic little boy you are. What did you tell your partners in the past? That you weren't hard all the way? That it was cold? It was just excuse after excuse with you, wasn't it? It seems that my office isn't the only place that you lie. You lie to yourself as well. Tell yourself that you are a leader, that you're capable, but you're not. You can't even look me in the fucking eye, can you? In all honesty, I'm surprised that a dick that small can even function. I guess that is your only accomplishment, isn't it, Captain? Having such a small cock that it still functions. Well, hypothetically at least. I haven't seen you come with it yet, so I don't even know if you can. It looks more like a chapstick than it does a penis. Should I make the hole a little bit tinier so you're fucking something that gives you more pleasure because it looks so fucking big around your little itty-bitty cocklet right now? Since what you are packing is so pitiful, can you even last? I mean, what's the point of it, right? You're just a delicate little boy with a dicklet. No one is expecting you to last long. The fact that you've even made it this far is impressive to me. The bar was on the ground, though, so keep that in mind. You don't even need a pussy to get off, huh? No. So used to all those lonely nights of rubbing your clit that fucking this finger hole feels like heaven, doesn't it? It just feels nice to feel a woman's touch. Right, Captain? It's a good thing I'm your superior because, well, if I was your subordinate, I wouldn't be able to take you seriously. I would just see a little boy with an itty-bitty baby dick trying to act like a strong and capable man. It's sad. Cheer up, though. At least you're pretty to look at. Bask in that compliment because it's the only one you're getting from your admiral. It's enough to make you come, isn't it? It's enough to make your little cock just jizz all over the place and make a huge mess? God, you're even worse than I thought. Such a pitiful excuse of a captain, a sorry excuse of a man, and a pathetic excuse of a cock. Is there anything that you can actually do, right? You know, I think there is. Stay surrendered to my will and come for me. It's not worth it holding out, so come early. Come for your admiral. Let me see if that dicklet actually works and come for me. Come from so little stimulation, from fucking this finger hole, like the baby dick loser you are. Oh, that's it. Oh, look at that. It doesn't even make much when it comes, huh? Oh, such a small little load. A tiny load from a tiny dick. Is there any part of you that is really a man? Clean yourself up and leave my office. I expect you naked, on your knees, with your hands behind your back, face lowered, at 0600. Don't be late.